The first reading is a reading from the beginning of the book of Ezra. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord inspired King Cyrus of Persia to issue this proclamation throughout his kingdom, both by word of mouth and in writing. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord, the God of heaven, has given to me, and he has also charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Therefore, whoever among you belongs to any part of his people, let him go up, and may his God be with him. Let everyone who has survived in whatever place he may have dwelt be assisted by the people of that place with silver, gold, goods and cattle, together with freewill offerings for the house of God in Jerusalem. Then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, everyone that is whom God had inspired to do so, prepared to go up to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. All their neighbors gave them help in every way, with silver, gold, goods and cattle, and with many precious gifts besides all their freewill offerings. The word of the Lord. The Lord has done marvels for us. The Lord has done marvels for us. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with rejoicing. The Lord has done marvels for us. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed. The Lord has done marvels for us. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the torrents in the southern desert. Those who sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. The Lord has done marvels for us. Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves. The Lord has done marvels for us. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see about we need to let our light shine. Remember the old song, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Well, the problem is it's not my light, it's God's light. You ever have those days where you don't feel like you have any light at all? Like, I can't do anything, I don't feel like it, forget it. That's when we get out of the way and let the light of Christ, which is in us, shine. And so our job today is to not bring our light and my little light, but Jesus' light and this powerful light to light the world, to light the people in our lives, that everyone we meet today, don't focus on yourself. Let's show them the light of Jesus inside of us. And then this light, because it's his light, will change the world, beginning with us. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.